I left social media for 24 hours and here's what I learned.
I'm Angie Carrillo. I've built businesses in Silicon Valley and around the world. It wasn't long ago that I was burnout, stress, lacking health, money, and time to do what I really love. Fast forward from corporate to startups, from tech to marketing, now I'm able to live from freedom, legacy, and love. I created this podcast for you to do the same. In this podcast, you will hear actionable tools for you to move the needle forward and step up your personal development by creating your legacy business. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur that is looking to create a life and work you love, and you're ready to use your business as a way to accelerate your personal development, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's get going.
Everything that makes you addicted has your power, and you have the power to take that back and to decide who you want to become and where is your attention. Our time on earth is precious. And one of the reasons why we're doing shorter episodes is because I don't take lightly your time. Our time on earth is our greatest asset, but most of our time goes in front of a computer or a phone or a TV. We can break our addiction for our phone. But then if we're in our computer all the time, then isn't that the same? Or if we take the time to be with our loved ones, but that means to be in front of a TV, isn't that quite the same? If we're spending most of our time in front of a computer or a phone or a TV, we just normalize what it means to be productive. But productivity means to create more, to produce more. But I usually find myself on social media or on my phone or my computer consuming content, not only creating. But we're still in the loop of the consumption. So I decided during the last 100 days of the year, I'm going to create more content that I consume so I can maintain a balance in my life. And to be honest, sometimes we can go back to pen and paper. We forget that our most beautiful creative thing that we have, it's right here in our brain. Another thing that I learned is that we can help our loved ones to fulfill their mission here on earth. And it's something that might not take you so much time if you are not consumed by being on your phone, on the computer, or on the TV. Then the last thing that I learned is that I'm constantly addicted to social media. I've done many social media breaks in the past. For whoever don't know my story, I'm an entrepreneur turned social media influencer turned advocate of tossing your phone and just leaving it away. Because I realized that success in my life is not determined by likes or followers or the amount of downloads this podcast have. It's about how I decide to take on my life. The moment we grab our phone, we are exposed to the agenda of everybody else. It's up to you to decide when are the times that you put a boundary and where are the times that you break that boundary for yourself. But the reason why I find myself being addicted to social media again and again, no matter how many social media breaks I take, it's because it's designed to be like that. A lot of my friends have watched The Social Dilemma, a Netflix documentary, but I haven't watched it yet. And actually, I don't plan to watch it because I'm trying to cut off the addiction to Netflix as well. But I can imagine what this documentary is about because I've talked to the people behind the algorithms and behind the habit-forming products that were created in Silicon Valley. So the truth about these free apps is that you pay with your attention. And attention started to be the new currency. That we can go and talk a little bit about the psychology behind these habit-forming products. To build a habit, you just need a trigger, a habit, and a reward. And these are the three key steps that they are present on social media and every app that we have in our phone. So tomorrow I'm going to give you some questions that I ask myself whenever I want to break a habit or start a new habit, like breaking an addiction to coffee, to social media, to my phone. And what are the simple steps that you can do to do the same?
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Going Forward Podcast. I hope that you like these bits of information, wisdom, pep talks, and actionable tools for you to move your business and life forward. Until next time.